what has to change to kind of get you guys clicking?
As an offense, I just think, we just got to go back to the basics of it. I feel we had, pretty good success early on. We just kind of hit a road bump these past two games. So just think we need to figure out what it is we, do good as a whole for our offense, moving the ball up and down the field and things like that. And just try to get back to, that and just go out there, play together. And just do the things we need to do to have success as offense.
Michael was considered the leader of this team. Looks like he could be out for a while now. Mm-hmm. Who has to step up as a leader, and how important is it to try to keep this thing together?
Yeah, I think I just have to take responsibility, regardless who it is. Vic's, of course, been a leader of the team, and even with him not playing, he still is a leader. So, inner circle, I think inner guys in the offense, Jason Avon is another guy, that leads by example, Jason Peters, myself and things like that. So just continue to, stick together, when times get hard, not pull away from each other. So that's, the message, that's the talk, regardless of our record, we still, have a good chance, of winning the division in our eyes. So that's what we're going to stick with and, continue to come out here and just work.
Yeah. How big with you today, and what do you think he's going to be the quarterback this year?
Man, honestly, it's still early. It's Tuesday. So, as far as him coming back, he had a great practice today. He was able to, go through his reads and make checks. So I feel as far as in his mind and his the concussion, I think he's, up to par where he needs to be. He got cleared to practice, and it's good to have him back out there. So we'll figure out throughout the week who will be the starting quarterback, and we just got to support them guys, regardless if it's Matt or Nick. Both of them are young still, so we just have to kind of be in the right position at when the play is called, and just so they're seeing things that they're familiar with seeing.
You've been through a concussion, and coming back. What's the toughest thing about it? Coming back from something like that.
I mean, honestly, just really being away from the game. Like when you get a concussion, it's like you leave the building. You don't, come in besides treatment. You don't go to meetings and things. So, just really refreshing, the memory to get back to, the offense, meetings, things like that. Because when you have a concussion, a lot of things, sensitivity and light, long meetings, all that kind of gives you headaches and hurts your head. So, just really getting back in the form of that. But he was only out a week, so it's really not. Too much. I don't think his concussion was that bad, so it's good to have him back.
How disruptive is it during the week of practice when you really don't know who your quarterback is going to be?
I mean, yeah, it's definitely it's a tough situation at times, but we just try to do what we need to do to figure out who it's going to be, and regardless of that, we still have to go out to practice and get reps and things. So they're both out there, regardless of who's going to be the starter. They're both out there. They're getting split reps, and we just really can't really think about that too much. We just have to go out there, and every man to a man has to take care of their job. So you can't really get into worrying about who's going to be or who's this or who's that. As long as you're taking care of your responsibility and doing what you need to do, I think things are all right.
Just to go back to the point where you said that you guys feel like you still have a chance to win the division, is that mm-hmm. something you openly talk about, and is that also because nobody has really separated themselves in the division?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a goal for us to make the playoffs. So, throughout the locker room, and the guys here, we haven't made the playoffs the past 2 years. So it's just an inner goal that we put on each other. And like you say, no one in this division has really separated themselves. It's a tight division. We just want to do everything we can to take advantage of that. And at the same time, hopefully we could, be one of the teams standing in the NFC East towards the end of the season. So.
Last one, guys.
That's just what that's where our mindset is, and that's just what we want to do.
You guys have gotten a taste of how good this offense can be with a healthy Mike Vick.
Yeah.
So how deflating is that when he goes out and the offense just isn't able to get into gear?
I mean, for himself, I'm sure it's frustrating. For offense, I think this is like his fourth year being here, so and we're definitely comfortable with him as well. And, at times, things happen, when you're walking down the road, and sometimes you might stumble over a crack in the, on the ground. So it's just figuring out what we need to do to just continue to keep moving and not be held back. And regardless if he's out there or not, like I said, we still have a job to do, which is, go out there and try to win games and, just do the best you can and take care of your responsibility. So I think you know, it's unfortunate for him to be hurt and to go down, but, you know, the next man has to come in and step up. And, you know, so far I think them guys been able to come in there and do that and just give us a chance to win it. So hopefully we can get it all together on one task and win game.
Okay, Nick is up. Hey, just